The lawsuit was filed last week in U.S. District Court, almost 2 years to the day after Grant Seaver died from ingesting the drug U-47700. The filing said Grant died September 11, 2016, after two of his friends, minors identified just as C.S. and J.A., bought the drug earlier that summer through Alphabay, a website which was allegedly the largest dark web seller of controlled substances or illicit drugs between 2014 and 2017. The founder of the website was Canadian citizen Alexander Kaza, who, according to news reports, apparently killed himself in a jail cell in Thailand after international authorities shut down Alphabay in 2017. The lawsuit is naming his estate as the lead defendant. The suit said that Chinese labs are the primary source for pink, which is a fentanyl product, and it names as a defendant the China Postal Express and Logistics Company, a corporate or government entity, for distributing the drug. Alphabay allegedly operated with anonymity for its customers by being accessed through a computer network known as the Onion Router or the Tor Network, based in Massachusetts, also a defendant. The Tor Network only made sales using cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin. Also named in the lawsuit was EMS, a global service based in Switzerland, which delivered the drugs. The lawsuit contends the defendants knew or should have known that U-47700 was many times more potent than morphine and that ingesting almost any amount could cause death. They also should have known that minor children were purchasing the drug. The defendants are being sued on the grounds of product liability, gross negligence, abnormally dangerous activity, and civil conspiracy. Grant Seaver's death was shortly followed by that of his friend, 13-year-old Ryan Ainsworth. The Seavers are also suing in 3rd District Court against the parents of 4 of Grant's friends, including the Ainsworths, and the parents of a 17-year-old Park City High girl who is now facing charges of drug distribution in juvenile court. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.